Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today, as the month of December continues, we're going to be talking about how to get young readers interested in reading literature, especially since they're more interested in playing video games. And somebody seems to have come up with an idea to use video games to get them interested in great works of literature.
Yeah, I'm actually familiar with Minecraft. I don't play video games myself, but I have a little nephew, and he loves that game. Actually, there are two of them now that play Minecraft. And they had to show it to their favorite aunt, which I am. And so I know about Minecraft. I think it's an interesting idea, though, because some of these books, like Treasure Island, that we're going to talk about,They describe, you know, where these action scenes are taking place, where the action's taking place. But nowadays, little kids don't have very much of imagination because they're always playing games and seeing things that are moving all the time. So they're trying to capture the attention of these kids and get them reading as well.
That's right. So, yes, Minecraft is the game that we're talking about, and I guess they're going to try to use that to get kids interested in novels. And the one we're talking about today is Treasure Island, which is the novel all about pirates and stuff like that by the Scottish writer Robert Louis Stevenson.
There are a couple of other books as well, but we're going to get to those. First, we're going to read through today's lesson.The best books often contain new worlds that you can explore in your imagination. However, novels such as Treasure Island sometimes have too many places to picture in detail, which can be overwhelming for young readers. A new project called Litcraft could have the answer to this problem. Litcraft is the result of a partnership between the UK's Lancaster University and Microsoft,and uses the popular online game Minecraft as a platform. The idea behind Litcraft is to recreate famous fictional islands in the game. Players can explore the islands from top to bottom. The project's first creation is Skeleton Island from the classic pirate story Treasure Island. Every detail of the island is the same as the book's description, from caves to cliffs to the pirate ship itself.Other literary maps include Robinson Crusoe and The Tempest. Even the Nine Circles of Hell from Dante's Inferno are in the works. Researchers aim to spur students' interest in these classics by letting them experience the stories through the characters' eyes. While young students might be enthusiastic about using Minecraft to explore these books, some teachers are a little more cautious.Technology and gaming are areas where today's kids often keep up better than the adults around them. This means that teachers might have to give up control of their lessons when using Litcraft. On the other hand, librarians are excited about the possibilities of multiplayer Litcraft lessons, where students can act out book scenes together and discuss ideas about them. Whether they're sailing ships or hunting hidden treasure,Young book lovers are sure to enjoy these literary thrills in brand new ways, thanks to Litcraft.
We shall now discuss the contents of today's lesson for your listening pleasure. The title of our article for today is Crafting Young Minds with Litcraft. Notice this title has the word crafting and litcraft. So there we've got crafting as the featured vocabulary term here. That means basically making things with your hand. Usually, we often hear this word with the term arts and crafts, okay? You might be interested in doing drawing, painting. Those are the arts. And then crafts are things that you make with your hands, maybe little models or baskets or things like that. But, of course, this directly refers to the famous online game Minecraft, which you talked about at the beginning of the program.
Yeah.
We're trying to craft young minds. We're trying to, you know, educate young people with this program called Litcraft.
Yeah, there's sort of a fun made-up word. It's not real, I don't think, which is craftsy. If someone's craftsy, they are always making stuff. I have some friends and a niece who is awfully craftsy. She's always making things with her hands, like bouquets, you know, and making out of fake flowers that we call, I think we call them silk flowers these days. Anyway, yeah, we're going to craft or mold young minds with lit craft, you could say. The best books often contain new worlds that you can explore in your imagination. This first sentence automatically reminded me of Harry Potter because that author, J.K. Rowling, she created a whole new world that I'd never thought of or seen before. And that's always fun if you're a reader to get lost in a new world that an author introduces to you.
That's right. So the best books, of course, contain those new worlds that you can explore with your imagination. However, novels such as Treasure Island sometimes have too many places to picture in detail, which can be overwhelming for young readers. So there, again, we're talking about Treasure Island. That is an adventure novel. That's probably a novel that boys like to read, although girls probably read it too.
I read it.
You did? Yeah. Okay, so in any case, it's basically where we get our modern image of a pirate from. You know, treasure maps and looking for treasure and these guys with just a peg leg, you know, a wooden leg or something like that. All that stuff comes from this book, Treasure Island. But in that book, of course, the author Robert Louis Stevenson describes all sorts of different places with lots of details. And if you are a young reader, all those details can be overwhelming, which means it's just too much. It's just too much to comprehend. It's just very difficult to get a grip on that sort of thing. So, yes, it's overwhelming. Things in life can be overwhelming if you have a lot of responsibilities, your job, your boss, your wife, your kids. Your parents. Oh, it's so overwhelming. I just can't handle it all.
Yeah, I wanted to mention something kind of interesting that you need to pay attention to. You notice in our article, it says they're going to have too many places to picture in detail. There's no S on that, guys. It's a phrase we use to talk about details of something. Details is plural. I mean, it's a countable noun. You can use it like that. But if you use in detail to do something in detail, you don't want to put the S on that. So be careful.
Yeah, give me the details or describe your home in detail.
Good.
Then you wouldn't put an S on there. So again, all those details or describing something in detail can be overwhelming for young readers if you're 13 or 14 trying to read Treasure Island. A new project called LitCraft could have the answer to this problem. So there you go, LitCraft. I guess it's a combination of literature and Minecraft there. So let's find out what this is all about in the next paragraph. It says, LitCraft is the result of a partnership between the UK's Lancaster University and Microsoft and uses the popular online game Minecraft as a platform or as a foundation or as a base. So we've got two, I guess, companies or two units here, two organizations that are working together. And when you work together, it's a partnership. You're working together. You are partners. And this is a partnership between this university in the UK and Microsoft.
That's right. So they are working together to put something brand new with pieces from one company and the other company together. I think they're calling it craft because Minecraft, remember, you can build things within the game, which is kind of fun. So kids will really enjoy this as it gets going. The idea behind LitCraft is to recreate famous fictional islands in the game. And I agree with Tom. Sometimes, especially in Treasure Island, there are so many places that they describe. Sometimes you can't keep track of them or you forget, okay, what island is that? What are they talking about there? So they're going to recreate some famous fictional islands. These aren't real. If it's fictional or fiction, it's been made up by someone. Someone's imagination created it. If you recreate, it means it's already been created once, and that's Robert Louis Stevenson. He created these islands in his book, but now these two companies are going to recreate them in the game.
That's right. So they recreate those islands that are fictional. They're made up. They don't really exist. And players can explore the islands from top to bottom. Mm. So if you're playing, I guess, Minecraft here, at least the Litcraft version of Minecraft, you can just kind of go around. I guess you move a figure around through the board. There's somebody running around or something like that, if I remember correctly. And you go into these different parts of the game. You can explore those islands and you can go anywhere you want. If we're exploring something from top to bottom, that means we're doing a 100% exploration of those islands. That's what you can do with this game.
You sure can. The project's first creation is Skeleton Island, and that's from the classic pirate story Treasure Island. It's true, as Tom said, it's a book that a lot of guys, little boys, like to read because it's got a lot of adventure and action. But my mom encouraged us all to read a lot when I was growing up, and so this was one of her favorite books. So all the girls, my sisters, we all read this book. We thought it was quite fun. Skeleton Island, a skeleton, as you know, are the bones within our bodies. Kind of scary. But Skeleton Island, I'm not going to tell you why they call it Skeleton Island. You'll have to read Treasure Island first. But if you're describing something as being classic, it's something that's been around a long time and it's kind of a standard held up by other people in that particular industry or group, whatever category you're talking about, as being something really good. It's classic. A classic car would be like a Mustang, classic sports car, a classic book. Treasure Island will never go out of style.
No, it won't. And if you like things about pirates, like Pirates of the Caribbean, for example, starring Johnny Depp, well, then you might enjoy reading this novel because it is the pirate story, the quintessential pirate story, Treasure Island. And we'll continue talking about this in just a couple of seconds. Let's take a break right now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天文章的一刚开始呢，谈到我们可以在幻想当中去探索这些书籍的世界。在第一个空格前面的句子提到，However, novels such as Treasure Island sometimes have too many places to picture in detail, which can be overwhelming for young readers. 但是像是金银岛这一类的小说呢，它实在呢，对这些年轻的读者来说，有太多的地方要去仔细的想象，是有一点 overwhelming, 令人招架不住的。那么看起来是一个问题。延续这样的文意，第一题的标准答案我们可以选择 C 选项。Sentence C 提到 ,A new project called Litcraft could have the answer to this problem. 在这里提到的是一个名为 Litcraft 的新专案呢，可以解决这个问题。什么问题呢？就是回应前一句提到的，像是金银岛这样的小说，里面有太多地方要仔细想象，透过这样的专案，对年轻的读者来讲，就可以解决这样子的问题。第二段呢，就开始介绍 Litcraft 它是怎么来的。我们首先来看到第二个空格前面的句子提到 ,The idea behind Litcraft is to recreate famous fictional islands in the game. 其实它是源自于一个网络游戏叫做 Minecraft, 而这样的想法背后呢，正是要去 recreate, 重新创造一些知名的虚构岛屿。在这里的 fictional 解释成为虚构的，要再透过这样子的目的重现知名的虚构岛屿，延续这样的文意。第二题我们可以选择 F 选项。Sentence F 提到 ,Players can explore the islands from top to bottom. 在这里的意思是说，玩家呢，可以呢，把这些岛屿从头探索到尾。在这里的 explore the islands from top to bottom 就可以回应前面的去 recreate famous fictional islands in the game. 所以第二题的标准答案我们就选择 F 选项。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. We're now going to continue with our lesson, Crafting Young Minds with LitCraft. Okay, so we're talking about this partnership between Lancaster University and Microsoft, and they're going to use Minecraft as a platform to get kids interested in some classic novels. We did mention the fictional novel Treasure Island as one example, but as we're going to find out, that's not the only book they're going to use. They're going to use some other ones, which we'll mention in just a couple of seconds. But again, the first creation is Skeleton Island from Treasure Island, and every detail of the island is the same as the book's description. So remember, the verb to describe means to give someone the details of something. Please describe your childhood to me. Tell me all the details of when you were growing up. Give me a description. So to describe is the verb and description is the noun. Give me a description of your childhood.
That's right. I just want to point out again here, we've gotten the sentence, every detail of the island. Every is, of course, singular, every detail. So the noun singular. You could also say details of the island are the same as the book's description. From caves to cliffs to the pirate ship itself, here's a range. A range from caves, you're going to see descriptions of caves, to cliffs, you're going to see lots of descriptions of really high rocky cliffs. And also, you're going to be hearing what the pirate ship itself looked like through a lot of description from the author, which is fun. Now, other literary maps include Robinson Crusoe and The Tempest, two other classic works, you could say. Literary refers to writing. Usually, it refers to literature or the content in books, especially the kind that we call or refer to as classic. Ooh, that's a classic novel. That's a classic piece of poetry. That's a classic short story. Literary is often the word we use as a description. So here it's an adjective. Literature is the noun.
Exactly. So other literary maps or other maps of literature include Robinson Crusoe and The Tempest. Robinson Crusoe, I think that's another adventure novel. Mm. And The Tempest, of course, is a play by Shakespeare. I think that's the one where they said, "We are such stuff as dreams are made on." That's from The Tempest. That was actually, I think, Shakespeare's last play, I think. And it was easy for me to read.
Was it easier?
Easier than, say, Hamlet or Macbeth.
Let's say it was easier.
Easier, yeah. Nothing is really easy. But in any case, yes, these are some things that they're going to use to make these maps on Minecraft, or at least LitCraft. So you could explore some of the places that are described in The Tempest or in Robinson Crusoe. Even the nine circles of hell from Dante's Inferno are in the works. Inferno is that book. It's a poem, I guess, by Virgil. Is that right? Or no, Dante. Virgil is the poet who goes to hell with the writer, and they're exploring the nine circles of hell or the nine levels of hell in Inferno. I remember I read that in university in my, I think it was medieval and Renaissance literature class. It was actually pretty easy to read, at least the translation I read. And of course, there are lots of places in hell that they describe, so this LitCraft project will probably give you lots of things to see in hell.
And who doesn't want to take a trip to hell without having to actually stay there? So even the nine circles of hell are, as Tom said, described. They're in the works. If something's in the works, guys, it means it's not done yet. It hasn't been completed, but they're working on it. Something's in the works. I remember one of my friends was telling me one of her favorite books is being turned into a movie. It hasn't been completed yet, but it's in the works, and she's really excited about it. So if you see those words together, in the works, that's what that means. Researchers aim to spur students' interest in these classics by letting them experience the stories through the characters' eyes. So you actually get to see what the character is seeing as you go through Minecraft, or LitCraft, as it's being called, because it's a new project. But if you spur something, spur actually is an object that we put on cowboys' boots, their heels. It's something that's attached to their boot, and it's very sharp. And when they want the horse to move, they kind of dig the spur into the horse's sides, and it kind of hurts. So the horse
horse moves. Now, most riders don't use those spurs unless they really have to, but spur here doesn't refer to that object that's attached to boots. This is actually a verb that means to push something forward, to kind of get something to go, to move something, to encourage something to start.
Exactly right. And again, as you said, it's being used as a verb here. But again, back to the noun form, of course, it reminds me of the old cowboy song, I've got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle. Maybe you've heard it somewhere.
I haven't heard that one, Tom.
Okay, but in any case, that's spur as a noun. But here's spur as a verb. And it tries to encourage students to get interested in these classics because they can explore the stories through the characters' eyes, how the characters see these places in these books, Treasure Island, Robinson Crusoe, The Tempest, Inferno, etc. Maybe they'll even do a COG someday. Who knows?
Oh.
Or maybe even The Lord of the Rings.
It could. I wanted to mention, and Tom said it encourages students. You could also use prompt, a thing that, you know, it's an incentive. It incentivizes. It gives students an incentive, something that gets them to want to do something. And I think by combining these classic novels with a video game, it's a brilliant idea, I must say. So while young students might be enthusiastic about using Minecraft, especially those who already are familiar with Minecraft, in order to explore these books, some teachers are a little more cautious. If you're cautious, it just means you're really careful to avoid danger or risks, or you want to avoid potential problems. So you take extra precautions, you take extra care. They're a little more cautious. Why are they cautious, Tom? What's wrong?
Yes, they're being careful, of course, I guess because they're probably thinking that they don't have control of this or something like that. It's like something they're not familiar with. It seems like kids are always ahead of the teachers, as it says here. Technology and gaming are areas where today's kids often keep up better than the adults around them. If you keep up, basically you are informed like everybody else is. You know what's going on. You're not falling behind. And, of course, this is often true. Kids often know about these things, but teachers and adults are in the dark. Like me, I have no idea what goes on in Minecraft. Of course, my daughter knows all about it. She's way ahead of me on that one.
Okay, so you want to keep up, you want to stay up to date as well. This means that teachers might have to give up control of their lessons when using LitCraft, you know, because they don't know enough about LitCraft. I suggest the teachers kind of get in there and get their hands dirty and learn, get some hands-on practice. Now, it says this means they might have to give up control, but on the other hand, you know, there are those teachers that might feel, you know, cautious. But on the other hand, librarians, people who are in charge of libraries, are excited about the possibilities of multiplayer LitCraft lessons, where there are several kids, you know, playing together on LitCraft, but using book scenes together and discussing ideas about them. I think that sounds very fun. Multiplayer just means many players together. You'll often see multinational or multi-international. Just means several or more than one. Whether they're sailing ships or hunting hidden treasure, young book lovers are sure to enjoy these literary thrills in brand new ways, thanks to LitCraft. Yeah, it's going to be a different way to study the classics for sure if they're going to start combining these classic novels with software. This game itself is called Minecraft, but they could start using this with different software, online games as well. Who knows?
Yeah, it's kind of hard for me to imagine all those islands and those treasure chests and things like that all shaped like squares and stuff like they are in Minecraft.
In Minecraft, yeah.
It might look kind of weird, at least to an older person's
eyes.
Very
modern. It's got a very modern feel in Minecraft.
Right, but that's what kids are looking at, so we've got to take that into consideration.
Cool.
Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation. We need to hear one more time from our Chinese teacher. Chinese teacher, what have you got for us?
接着第三个空格前面的句子提到 The project's first creation is Skeleton Island from the classic pirate story Treasure Island.
其实这个专案呢，它第一个作品就是经典海盗故事《金银岛》里面的 Skeleton Island， 我们称之为骷髅岛。延续这样的文艺，要注意哦，这里谈的是 Treasure Island。 第三题，我们可以选择 B 选项。Every detail of the island is the same as the book's description, from caves to cliffs to the pirate ship itself. 在这里提到这个岛屿的每一个 detail, 每一个细节，当然这里的岛屿指的就是金银岛小说里面的 Skeleton Island, 骷髅岛里面的每一个细节完全跟这本书的描述是一模一样。而 The Book当然指的就是前面所提到的 Treasure Island， 从洞穴到悬崖到这个海盗船本身，完全跟书中的描述是一模一样的。所以第三题的标准答案我们就选择 B 选项。第四个空格，我们来看一下后面的句子。后面的句子提到 Technology and gaming are areas where today's kidsoften keep up better than the adults around them. 这句话的意思是说呢，比起周围的成人来说，科技跟电玩是现在孩童通常懂得比较多的领域。在这里要请同学特别注意到 kids 跟 the adults， 讲到小孩跟成人他们对于科技以及电玩的学习的心态。第四题，我们可以选择 E 选项。 Sentence E 提到While young students might be enthusiastic about using Minecraft to explore these books, some teachers are a little more cautious. 这一句话的意思是说，虽然有一些呢，小孩他们可能会很热衷使用这个 Minecraft 来探索这些书籍，但是老师却是有一点点比较小心谨慎，用来搭配后面的文艺讲到小孩子比起成人来讲，在科技以及呢电玩都是懂得更多的，但是相对来说老师就有一点点担心了。第四题搭配后面的文句，我们可以选择 E 选项。接着文章提到 This means that teachers might have to give up control of their lessons when using lit craft. 而这个就是意味着老师在课堂当中呢，可能要放弃他们对课程的控制权，尤其是在使用 lit craft 这样子的时候。延续这样的文意，相对来说，第五题我们可以选择 A 选项。 On the other hand, librarians are excited about the possibilities of multiplayer lit craft lessons, where students can act out book scenes together and discuss ideas about them.在这里的 on the other hand 前面提到老师有点小心谨慎，但是相反的呢，这个图书馆员 librarians 则是对于这么多人可以使用 lit craft 课程的可能性 possibilities 是感到非常的兴奋，因为学生可以一起在这些课程当中把书中的场景呢 act out 把它表现出来，以及讨论对他们的想法。所以根据文意，我们第五题的标准答案可以选择 A 选项。 OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's all the time we have for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us. And hey, if you feel like it, pick up a copy of Treasure Island yourself and read it. And if you don't have the patience for it, maybe you could wait for this Litcraft idea to come out. It does sound very exciting. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye. Bye.